Moncrief on News Talk.
A man in front of me writing an article over the weekend where he said, the last time I was at a festival, I felt my age and I slunk off to a pub. Kind of 50-somethingish still do festivals.
Hold on.
Yes, indeed.
I don't write the headlines.
Yeah, okay. But they're good headlines. I have no trouble with them, Pat. And your article was beautiful as well.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, it
much.
Is. Pat Carty joining us in studio.
Hi, Tom.
So it is an age-old question. Is there a moment where you festivals just aren't for you anymore?
Well, maybe I should qualify that moment that the headline alludes to. I was at a very big festival in Stradbally in 2022, and I was working at it. And I'd finished work on the Sunday, I don't know, around 6 or 7 o'clock or whatever it was. And it was raining. And it was really raining. It was like, you know, build a large boat and start putting two of each animals onto it. Yeah. Kind of raining. And I went down to see the Arctic Monkeys, a band I like. And it lasted about 15 minutes. You know the main stage down there, as everyone will listen to this. There's nowhere to hide.
No.
If it's raining, you're getting wet. That's it. And I lasted about 15 minutes. It was a very huge crowd there as well. It lasted about 15 minutes. I was getting a bus around 12:30 or something, or getting a lift. And I decided I'd just sneak off down into Shinron and have a couple of pints in a pub with a roof over my head.
And that was just...
Which is a lovely experience.
George Byrne...
I imagine there couldn't have been an open fire there, but I imagine there probably was.
Yeah, George Byrne always said a venue...
Rock and roll needs a roof.
Needs a roof.
Yeah.
But there's a time in your life when you don't mind it and you're... this communal moment in a field with people and you feel great and even if you're damp and wet going back to the tent, you still... You're just having such a great time. I think I don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, I had years and years and years of that, of being, you know, pretty drunk at about 11:30 in the morning, breakfast of cans, the breakfast of champions. And, you know, yes. there's a bit in the article where I say, here's the food I had. Yeah. Now, that would have been unimaginable to me in the festival days in the old days. What I used to do, you'd take Imodium a couple of days before you went near the festival.
You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. All right, I'm exaggerating.
You wouldn't.
But your aim was to stay away from the facilities as much as possible, because back in the bad old days, they were a bit scary.
But the whole point
is, it's not
now,
like that anymore, though.
Festivals have changed.
Oh, absolutely.
And the
100%.
Picnic was the first one that really started the change. But now you go to Forest Fest, which you go to All Together Now.
Mm-hmm.
For a man or woman of a certain age, the facilities are there for you to negotiate it and survive it.
Well, Forest Fest, I hope they don't mind me saying this, but I think it's pretty obvious, is aimed at middle-aged people. And that middle-aged thing, there was a line taken out of that article where I talked about people calling me middle-aged, and I'm 54. So unless by some unknown way I'm related to Dick Van Dyke, I'm probably past middle age at this stage. I can't see myself doubling this figure that I have already, but that's beside the point. But they are designed for middle-aged people, if I can use that term. You know, the lineup, first of all, including your own outfit, Something Happens, are there to take people back to their 80s or 90s.
There's nostalgia.
And
great bands.
Oh, yeah. They really had a great lineup at it.
Brilliant, you know.
You know, I'm afraid I have to say this, and I shouldn't probably say it professionally, but when I saw the lineup for All Together Now or Electric Picnic, you know, I didn't recognise all the names.
Yeah.
Whereas there was a time...
That can be a hard moment in your life.
It's like, that's it's one of the days...
The Longitude Festival.
One of the days...
One minute we knew it, and the next minute it was just...
It's one of those days where you realise you're not one of God's special snowflakes, you know, that you're getting old like everybody else.
You went to Forest Fest this year, and you had the full 9 yards treatment, didn't you?
Well, I was spoiled.
Okay.
Now, let's be honest. If I had to go down there, we were saying before the light went on, if I had to go down there with the old little tent that I bought for 20 quid, the two-man tent, and try and throw it up in the rain while I'm drinking a can of Bulmers or whatever, I couldn't do that anymore.
You wouldn't have made it back.
I can't lie down on the ground. I wouldn't really be able to do that anymore.
These are normal things.
So what's available to people now, and Forest Fest, as I say, treated me very well going down there. They knew I was representing a national publication, I suppose that comes into it, but still, are glamping options. And there's different levels of glamping options. And I wouldn't even dare to tell you how much the thing that I got was. But I arrived in and checked in, first of all, and there was a young lad there offering to carry my bags. Can you imagine it? I didn't feel offended by this at all. I was delighted. I said, here you go. And we went down to this tent, and he pulled back the canvas. It's almost like a Lawrence of Arabia scene. Pulled back the canvas, double bed inside.
Fantastic.
Bedside table with a light, a working light.
Man alive.
a little table and chairs with a vanity mirror and a whole lot. Perfect for me, really.
Now, inside, it's just a bed in the tent, is it?
It's not just a bed. Come on.
It's, well, I'm saying, it's not an airbed. Shower?
It's not an airbed. Well, there was a shower just 2 minutes walk from it. And not only that, there was a sauna and hot tub. So on both mornings I was there, I did the sauna, then I did the cold plunge.
Did you really do that?
Oh, I did it, baby. Because I was...
when you're in Rome, you're really in Rome,
well, the
you?
Saturday morning, let's be honest, I'll have to be honest, I needed a small bit of help to get started, to get up out of the bed. I was feeling a bit worse for wear. All in for the purposes of journalistic thoroughness did I try the beers that were on offer so I could talk about them. You can't write about stuff if you haven't experienced it. So I did need a bit of help. So I got into the sauna. And what happened in the sauna was I used to smoke heavily for years. I don't anymore, but I used to smoke heavily for years. So I was sitting there and it was quite hot, as these things are.
Yes.
And I was having trouble breathing. It was burning the inside of my nose. I don't know whether it was to do with smoking. And a very nice woman who was there said, "Why don't you put your hands over your face?" Now, that's not the first time a woman has said that to me in my life. But she did, and it worked. So I lasted about 10 minutes. Then I went out to the cold plunge, and someone who just got out of that said, "It's a bit nippy," they said, which was a bit of a, they were underselling that a bit. I got into that, and then the hot tub was fabulous. And I strut out of there, Tom, like a new
man. To take
man.
On that world.
And that's the way to go. And that cost 25 quid a head for the weekend, for a weekend pass for those three things, 25, which is a bit of a bargain, really.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So you're heading off then, and I have to say a few words about Forest Fest, because I have to say they're on my mind a bit. Mm. In a world of big, huge companies putting on Altogether Now, an Electric Picnic.
Indeed.
This is an independent man, absolutely, independent operator, indeed, who has put this on, put EMO on the map, really, with the idea 7 years ago.
And they've expanded, as you know, you were there as well, they've expanded it a bit this year, they moved the location slightly.
It's got a cool name now.
It was.
Beeswax Farm, it's
Bees Wing, is it? I thought it was. Richard Thompson
Wing,
Way.
Either way, it's very cool.
It was on the Town GA pitch, which was fine. There's nothing wrong with that either. It's moved to this farm now, which means the parking was easier. There wasn't a... The campsite was right beside the arena, which was great because you had to walk a bit last year, which was fine in the morning. Wasn't so great at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wouldn't be.
No.
Wouldn't be, yeah. No. So you were anyway, let's say Philip Marr, fantastic success with that. You went off, some of the things you enjoyed, which I think appeal to people of any age, the covers band. The covers band is like an art
no
form
problem
these
with
days,
the covers.
Isn't it?
Well, what do you think now? As a working musician yourself.
Oh, they're very good.
Yeah. And you do. And I've seen you with Fíochna and with Alan, and you do a few covers. You've no problem with that.
Do a Willie Nelson song.
Something Happens did a cover down at the...
We did Borderline by Madonna,
Ironically.
Yeah,
You still claim you invented the ironic cover.
We did.
Okay, fair enough.
That's
not what we're talking about. We're talking about covers bands. So, say, I think one of the first bands I saw at it were These Charming Men. Who do the Smiths as one of my colleagues in the Fourth Estate said, actually did it better than Johnny Marr did 2 weeks before in the Ivy Gardens. They were fantastic. And then at the end of the festival, I had great plans to go and see Black Grape after seeing Madness. I think it was Madness. But I was a bit worse for wear at that stage. And not... alcoholically, I was just tired.
Well, you would be.
My back was sore and my feet
demanding.
Were sore. I'm old.
But you got through the Friday. You saw us on the Friday.
Very good.
The Bunnymen, I believe, a bit under the weather.
God, they were awful.
What was that about?
Well, let me see. The Charlatans were on before them, and the Charlatans got the memo that what you do, you know this.
Play the hits.
You've played enough. You play the hits. It's not rocket science. They're not your crowd. I saw Echo and the Bunnymen in the Olympia just after lockdown. Fantastic, right? Everyone had bought a ticket for Echo and the Bunnymen. Play B-sides, play stuff off the first album, play whatever you like. This isn't your crowd. It's not rocket science. Madness come on Sunday night. They play hit after hit after hit after hit.
And people go mad. They love it.
That's the way you do it.
This is what we're here for.
That is exactly what you're... That's why the covers band works
so
well.
And Echo weren't doing that, were they?
No, they started off with stuff from the first. And also your man was a bit worse for wear.
So listen, bring me on to day two now. Right. You've had your sick, because you kind of missed Thursday, didn't you? So after
I didn't miss it. I Friday, Saturday, Sunday was enough. I was offered a Wagyu burger by Hey Pesto in Tullamore. And I went down there on Thursday and that was lovely. That shows you how
people offer you free things.
Could that be
all
more? Could that be more middle class?
No, it couldn't. So tell me how you were on day two.
Rough as a bag of hammers when I woke up.
Half pointer after having this beautiful night and this fantastic tent. You said it was like Lawrence of Arabia.
It was like Lawrence of Arabia, but I enthusiastically threw myself into it.
You got too carried away with the tasting of the beers?
I wouldn't say overindulged. I got into the spirit of the whole thing.
Yes,
several spirits actually.
Right. Well, I suppose fair enough. Then.
Yeah.
So
I got up and. I had to queue for, unfortunately, at these things, I had to queue for about half an hour for a cup of coffee and a breakfast roll, but it was very nice. Yeah. You're paying festival prices now. You just accept that, yeah. You know. It was very nice. As I say, I had the sauna and all that. I had a shower, went in. I can't remember what I saw, first of all. I know I saw Paul Brady on Saturday.
You went to the VIP section.
I did.
I've been asked, is there a VIP section? And I couldn't find it. So you found it.
It was beside the main stage.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing about the most entertaining thing about the VIP section was the All-Ireland was in it on Sunday, yeah. Right? Where Cork won. I hope I'm not spoiling that. Cork won. And so that was packed with Cork. Or Mayo. Sorry, what am I talking about? Mayo won. Packed with Mayo people, right? On the main stage, Feeder were on. Feeder, who are fine. They're not really my cup of tea, but they're fine, you know. And they were going down okay. But this place was packed. And then Mayo won. And it was a massive cheer. So I can only imagine Feeder went into the dressing room after and go, Jenny, we're very popular in Ireland. We should come back here.
We blew them off that, didn't we? They loved us. We'll be back next year.
All the people in those funny jerseys, they loved us.
If there was a clapometer out there, I'll tell you.
But the VIP was nice. That was a nice thing. And it was available to people. It wasn't just for silly media people like me and you. It was available to people an extra few quid along with her team.
What I'm very taken by in your article is that you got to try everything. Mm-hmm. By virtue of the fact that you were getting a good night's rest and a nice food, you were able to try it. So day three, you're still on your feet.
Yeah, day three I was taking it very easy. I was very conscious. I had to drive back early on Monday morning. So I had 2 points, I think, the whole of Sunday. And so being refreshed like that and sound of mind and body, I took more of a walk around.
Yeah.
And there was a new stage at it this year called the Kicking Up Dust Stage, which is for country fans, but not just country fans. That strange thing that you and I would be familiar with from because of the age we are, country and Irish.
Yes.
Show bandy kind of thing.
Yeah. You know? Very, very, very popular.
Oh, my God. And Nathan Carter was headlining on the Sunday night.
And what was that crowd like?
Oh, that crowd was huge. But huge. See, this is what Philip was so clever about here. You could buy a ticket just for that section.
Okay.
You didn't have to go in and put up with the rock and roll in the other place. You could buy a ticket just for that. So there was a lot of... did you walk around at this tall or did you just go in and out?
In and out, I'm afraid.
Yeah, fair enough. Excuse me. There was a lot of camp chairs at this thing.
That was a bit of a problem. Complaints about them.
Yeah, people were putting them down and then leaving them there as placeholders, which is not really fair, you know. And this section, this kicking up dust section, there was all these chairs around this. I went over to have a look, you know, because I had me Stetson on, so I was dressed for it, you know. And one woman gave me a look, and I say in the article that for encroaching on our space, it was like a prospector had seen a carpetbagger coming over the hill towards our claim. That's what it was like. So that was interesting. But I must say, I think that was a great idea. It may not be your cup of tea, it may not be mine.
Yeah.
But those people are just as entitled to it.
Did you stay down on Sunday night or did you come home?
I stayed down on Sunday night and I got up very early Monday morning and drove back. I was back in Dublin at 9:00.
Fresh as a daisy.
Absolutely.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
Over 50, you can continue to fast
forward. Oh, 100%. But I say you have to approach it. You tell me about it altogether now. I know you worked at it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a bigger thing in numbers. One of the problems I had with dinner, they just got a bit big for me.
Yeah.
The crowd. Like I said, the last time I was at Electric Picnic, I couldn't really move at it. So what was altogether now?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
But were you just, again, were you being just
ushered? I was with the Go Loud stage and I was interviewing people there.
Yeah.
But the feeling and the vibe is just
fantastic. Well, I mean, the fun at Forest Festival.
We're suddenly very blessed for festivals. We really are.
We also had the weather.
Oh, now, what a difference that makes.
If it's lashing rain, I don't care what anyone says, that takes the good out of it.
No, absolutely. So bottom line, thumbs up. We can festival until someone stops us.
Now,
really.
Again, I should qualify this. You and I get invited to these things.
We're
very, very fortunate and I'm very grateful for it. If I was doing that on my own, there were two people staying across from me and I asked them about it. It cost them, you know, for them to have the luxury tent and everything, cost a few quid.
All right.
It cost the equivalent of a nice week in Spain or something.
Okay, once you have the money and nothing else should stop you, really. Ooh. Thank you very much for that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.